Well, welcome on into our Wednesday edition, October 23rd, Sports Talk. A little bit of a shortened edition this evening, getting ready for Pelicans basketball, the season opener in the Smoothie King Center against the Chicago Bulls. Pregame coming up 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock. No Zion Williams tonight for the Pellies, but all in all, everyone else a good to go for this squad. DeJounte Murray had missed some time dealing with some family emergency. Jose Alvarado is a question mark, too, with the injuries. But looking good going into this game. Hopefully Zion can get healthy enough from his illness to partake in Friday's game. But right now, the Pellies got to worry about this evening against Chicago in the Smoothie King Center. Definitely keep it locked on here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app for coverage of that. Want to get into Week 8, the New Orleans Saints taking a trip to the L.A. Chargers this Sunday, a 3 o'clock kickoff, so not a noon start this Sunday. Looking at the first practice report of the week, already came out for the team today, and looking a heck of a lot more positive than it has been in the past.
Look at it, too. It's you could argue, sexy.
It definitely brings on a happier feeling, much more joy when you're looking at it. Still a lot of names on the list, but there's only two not practicing, and that's Derek Carr, the quarterback, and guard Nick Saldiveri. Meanwhile, everyone else, pretty much limited action in a Cesar Ruiz, Lucas Patrick, Pete Werner, Connor McGovern, Chris Olave, Colin Saunders, Taysom Hill, Alvin Kamara, and Cedric Wilson Jr., and Juwan Johnson, all limited today at practice. Meanwhile, a full go, which is huge positive news. Happy to see this for sure. Marshawn Lattimore with that hamstring issue, a full go. And Spencer Rattler, who kind of left the game a little bit early with a hip flexor, he was also a full go at practice today, too. So tons of positive news going around this team heading into Sunday's matchup, other than the five-game losing streak.
Very happy to see that Marshawn and Spencer are full goes, especially since we know Spencer will be the guy. He didn't play today. Have we heard anything recently about throwing? I know he did some throwing yesterday.
Oh, Derek Carr?
Did he do any throwing sessions today or anything? I didn't hear anything about that, but I didn't know if you heard.
No, I heard back-to-back sessions Sunday, Monday going into this week for Derek Carr. Not a participant at practice today, so I'm guessing that throwing session didn't go ideally, or he would have at least gotten some work, maybe limited action
at
practice. But yeah, he's still on the shelf, so it'll be Spencer Rattler again. And shout out to Dennis Allen for making that decision right away. I think it gives not really an advantage for your opposition. You know, he could have dragged this out a little longer going, I don't know, it might be Hayner, it might be Rattler. But I definitely feel like it gives some confidence to a young quarterback trying to find his way. Obviously, things haven't been great for Spencer Rattler the first two starts. He's going through those growing pains of being a young quarterback in an offense that is missing a lot of people on the offensive line and at wide receiver. So he's been limited in what he's able to do right now, too, and just trying to learn and pick up the pace of an NFL game right now. Definitely a lot more challenging than it would have been with a full roster.
Yeah.
And so glad to see that some of the pieces at least coming back for him. And obviously the big news yesterday was running back Alvin Kamara getting a new contract set through 2026 on this team. A lot of folks, including Alvin, happy about the deal.
Me. You can count me as one of those guys. I do want to say real quick, I'm looking at the Chargers. Chargers injury report it's not great for them.
No, they had a lot more guys not practicing for them.
And a lot on offense. They've got, you know, McConkey out, Johnston out. Today they had six people DNP. They have three wide receivers and two tight ends and a linebacker. That offense is, you got Herbert, Dobbins, and then, shrug? I mean, like, what do you have? So that's got to feel good for the Saints defense.
Yeah, you mentioned it. So the Chargers not practicing today. You had Darius Davis, wide receiver, tight ends, Will Disley and Hayden Hurst, another wide receiver, Ladd McConkey, linebacker, Denzel Perryman, and also wide receiver, Quentin Johnson for the Chargers. Limited was Joey Bosa, DJ Char, Christian Fulton, Jasir Taylor, and also Khalil Mack. But Khalil Mack was just getting a day of rest for the veteran there, not dealing with an injury. So a lot more to be, you know, found out during the week for this team and the Chargers going forward. Obviously, the final practice report will come out Friday where we find out game statuses for guys. But looking at this one, limited, again, Alvin Kamara, hand and a rib issue. We know he's been dealing with a bunch this season, been banged up, but still was practicing and taking part in games, even without a contract in place. Well, that finally happened for him yesterday. I mentioned, obviously, the team, coaches, fans, all happy about this new deal. And what did Alvin have to say about it yesterday, about getting it?
I've said it so many times, like, I want to be here. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else. These fans, this organization, my career here, I think, It's the icing on the cake to be able to say that, you know, I won't really have to go anywhere, you know, else to play football. I'll just leave it all here. So thankful for the organization to be able to get this done.
Talking about that new deal, Kamara says he really wasn't thinking about the contract during the season.
I mean it when I say this, like, I'm so focused on just playing, like, and that's been my whole MO, like, when I said it in camp. Like, I'm not as much worried about a contract. I'll worry about it after the season, but obviously we got it done. But I mean, I'm just worried about, you know, now kind of trying to turn things around and trying to get it going in the right direction, because I think we got a lot of talent. I think we got a lot of ability, and we're capable of doing something good here. So it don't feel good losing five in a row. I got to flip it around.
Now, Alvin was set to be a free man after this year if he didn't get a new deal in place. He had a contract with the Saints that had no money guaranteed, you know, so you figured that he wasn't going to be sticking around in New Orleans with that option. But now, you know, the team's 2-5 on the season. They're mired in a 5-game losing skid. Why would Alvin even think about re-upping with this team right now? And here's what he had to say.
I've been here my whole career. I don't feel like there's another place like New Orleans, quite honestly. I think me leaving here and trying to go and find somewhere else, because there's a reality of it. I could have waited to the end of the season and then just said, all right, I'm going to, you know, visit here, find where I'm going. But I don't think it does me any justice. It doesn't serve me any. I don't think to go somewhere and chase. I mean, you could say you're chasing Super Bowls, you're chasing a better organization, better coaches. I don't think that's the answer. I mean, this city's been loyal to me. This organization has been loyal to me. I don't feel like I would get this same feeling that I get putting on a fleur-de-lis anywhere else. So I think it was just important for me, and I keep saying it. And, you know, you say it, and then people are like, no, he's lying. And I'm like, like, I'm for real. I wouldn't lie about that. You know, if it was the other way around, then nobody would hear anything, and it would just happen, right? So I think it was really important for me to just, you know, stay buckled down here. And, you know, figure it out whenever it got figured out. And, you know, yesterday was the day. I think it's just special. It's just special here. I think I would lose my flame if I went somewhere else, honestly. Like, and I was talking to my mom about it, and she was like, yeah, just stay. You know, my mom don't really know too much about football. She's just like, yeah, it's easy. She's looking at convenience, but I'm really looking at the bigger picture and just understanding that, you know, for my legacy and for, you know, for me personally, as my mind and just body, everything. I just feel like this is the place for me.
Love what Alvin had to say there about, you know, wanting to stay in New Orleans. He feels like he'd lose his flame if he wasn't here.
That's the place for me. That's like, you could put that on. I'll put that on a T-shirt. Are you kidding me? I do want to say, though, that, you know, why do you want to stick with it? Why do you want to believe in this team? Jeff had some good things he mentioned on Twitter earlier about how the Saints' next six opponents have a combined record of 13-27. That is a .325 winning percentage. The only two teams that we face in that stretch that are .500 or better are the Chargers this upcoming week, and
dun,
then
dun, dun.
The damn Dirty Birds. But I mean, and Mike said it in, you know, earlier, dude, Chargers, that offense looks terrible. And as we see on the injury report, they don't have a lot of weapons.
No, what's crazy is, too, with this Chargers team, I feel like they have an elite quarterback, obviously in Justin Herbert, but they really haven't done much to surround him with a ton of talent. That's why we talked about this, obviously, during the season. I know Bobby Hebert was big on the Chargers because he loves Harbaugh and figured he could restore them maybe to being a playoff team this year. And I just didn't see it, just because of the rest of the talent around Herbert, you know, wide receivers and running backs. I didn't think they had it.
Who's he going to throw the ball to? He can't throw it to Joe Alt. You know, he can't do that.
He's been solid on the offensive line, that's for sure.
He's been solid, and Harbaugh is solid. I'm not going to, you know, take my faith away from this team, but come on, like, you got nobody to throw the ball to, and even the guys you do have, five of the six people who didn't play today are tight end, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver.
Yeah, so we're kind of familiar with the woes that the Chargers were going through.
Chargers fans whining about their team being injured.
Been there, done that.
Welcome to the show.
What we're going to do, take a break. When we get back, we'll wrap it up with some more Alvin Kamara, what he had to say today, talking about his contract, staying in New Orleans, having that security now with a new deal. We're getting ready for Pelicans basketball. Pre-game coverage coming up 6:30 and tip-off in the Smoothie King Center against those Chicago Bulls, 7 o'clock right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Taking a break. We'll be right back, so stay tuned right after this on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk as we get ready for Pelicans basketball. Coming up 6:30 pregame coverage. Tip-off 7 o'clock against the Chicago Bulls right in the Smoothie King Center. We've been talking about Alvin Kamara. Spoke today about getting that new contract with the Saints. He is locked up in black and gold till 2026. Was asked to... Why get this deal done now? Why are you so believing in this team when everyone else around the nation is ready to write off the Saints at 2-5?
I think we got the right mix here. I think we got the right players in the building. I think we got the right mindset. We got to get going. We got to get on a good foot. We got to be more detailed. We got to come out and be hungrier, and we got to understand that, you know, we don't have time. There's no time to say, okay, well, we'll get them next week, or every week we have to have a mindset of, you know, we got to win. We have to win. I'm not really into making excuses as to, you know, well, oh, we just didn't get it done, or we'll be better next week. Like, we got to be better this week, because, you know, that's how this league is. It's very competitive, and you don't want to get behind it. You don't want to have a feeling or a cloud over your team, or where, like, you know, because I've been the team that where it was like, man, we're gonna win, period. And you know, when you're that team, you go into games and you look at teams and you're like, oh, we're gonna beat them. And I feel like, you know, it's been kind of reversed for me these past couple of years. Like, I feel like people are kind of getting that feeling on us, like, oh, we're gonna beat them, like they're not a very good team, when in actuality, across the board, I mean, minus the injuries, we stack up with anybody. So I think we just got to get back to understanding and really realizing that we can be a great team. I mean, I don't like to go to those first two games because it don't really matter at this point. But, I mean, you see when we're hitting on all cylinders, you know, what it could be. And I think it's up to the leaders, the Mario Cam, Derek, Taysom, guys like that, E. McCoy, Marshawn, like, just to kind of get everybody feeling back right, get everybody's heads back right, player-wise, you know. Make sure the locker room understands that, you know, we got the right pieces here. We don't have to go and try to search for too much anywhere else. We just got to get healthy and get on the right track and just be accountable, because, I mean, that's the name of this game, accountability. If you don't do your job, then it's your fault. And right now, none of us are really doing our jobs because we're not winning. So it's something collectively that we have to get right in the building to be able to, you know, get the results we want. Those are wins.
Alvin Kamara talking about accountability being the biggest thing with this team here. And yeah, they need to snap a five-game skid in action Sunday against the Chargers. Coming up next, folks, stay tuned. Pelicans basketball pregame coverage, 7 o'clock tip-off. Have a good night.